We are grateful that we're able to be here tonight. What I'm about to share was spoken quite some time ago by an Indian saint. And Spirit said, that's what I want you to share tonight. It is something that happens every year, at least in the Western world. When we're coming into the new year, people make what?
Resolution.
That this is what I want to do with my life this year. This is what I want to achieve. This is what I want to entertain and all of that. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that by the time it gets to March or April, you see people already letting go of, you know. So it is known that all of us endeavor to achieve many things, but we do not always succeed in our efforts. So the question to all of us is, what is the foundation of success? Because most of all, we think if it's a huge success that everybody can see, then that's what we regard as success. If you're determined to meditate, and you're able to do that, that's success. Only you know that, and the one who created you. So what's the foundation of success? It is the enthusiasm, effort, and optimistic faith that whatever I choose to achieve, whatever I yearn to be, I can do that. You find that when people no longer have enthusiasm for something, things begin to fade out. But at that moment, before they are confronted by any challenge, you could see the energy is so bright. If you look at their energetic field, the determination, and the faith that they can make it happen. And we see it every time. They tell somebody you can't achieve this. Well, we know humans are not God, no matter how much we claim to be. And then they achieve it, and the people say, oh, it cannot be done. As just like, how did this happen? So we must keep our enthusiasm, even if we come up against unfavorable circumstances or make mistakes. Sometimes it is the fear of making mistakes that keep people from achieving the goal. Well, I've done this in the past, it didn't work out. Yeah, so what has that got to do with now? So you tried, it didn't work out. You learn, give it another push, an opportunity. And I've had my own personal experiences of things that now I look back like, how did I even do that? Because at the time, I wasn't thinking of plus or minus. No, I was just determined this is what I want and I go for it. Even when the obstacles that just push through and then say, Because sometimes when we try to reason, then it dissipates our energy, isn't it? And that's why, unless we know God sent somebody to us, we shouldn't listen to what people are saying. It can't be done. Why should yours be different? Nobody has ever achieved that. Well, If God determined it is time now, yeah, then it will be done. And if I'm chosen as the vessel, it will be accomplished. So we know if we fall, we must pick ourselves up and forge ahead enthusiastically. If there's no enthusiasm, it depletes the energy. I'm just saying this because I have a really sweet story that I'm going to end this thing with. We must see the fall as a warning to be more attentive and not to fall again, because sometimes we don't pay attention. There's a saying, if you slip on a piece of banana and you fall, don't blame the banana, don't blame the banana slip. Blame your lack of attention, because if you see the banana slip there, you're not going to step on it. So if we make mistakes and things doesn't work out, there is no point in brooding over it. You just need to pay more attention. What is it that didn't work out? What is it that I left undone? What is it I didn't pay attention to? Sometimes it's the itty-bitty thing that we didn't pay attention to that will make the giant of success. What some we call bolts and nuts, you know. And then once you see it's like, oh, that bolt was a little loose. Okay, I tightened it, and then you kick in the gap, zoom, 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 like the Mazda ad, you know, and then you are flying ahead. Like they will say, what use is there in crying over a wound? The wound is already there. Your crying is not going to stop it from, it's already happened. So you can attend to it and take care of it. Or you can say, I can't believe this happened to me. Well, for some of you know what it's like to shave, whether you shave your head or you shave your legs or whatever you shave. Sometimes you nick yourself. So what's the point of like, I can't believe I did it? Well, wash it up and put a band-aid or do something. Because you can no longer restore that skin to it. And so instead of crying, we apply medicine to it. We know if we fall down while walking, we won't remain lying on the ground, do we? Some of us know there are times we fall in there and sometimes we quickly look, did anybody see me? And then of course, then people rush to help us up. Are you okay? Anything broken? No. Instead of saying, just leave me, let me just lie on the ground until the ground apologizes to me, right? No, what we do is we get up and continue walking. The same thing must be applied if we face a setback. We must continue to strive without giving undue importance to the fall. Because every time we give more importance to the fall, it takes our energy away. Then we don't have the enthusiasm, the yearning to go forward. That's why they say, your past is your past. What are you going to do with your present now? The present is calling you to task. It's calling you to be who you want to be. Forget about the past. You can no longer do anything with that, but you can reshape, you can shape your present, and then it determines the future. So it is possible that we may not see an appreciable result for all our efforts. Sometimes we might feel that there is no cause for hope. We see what's going on now. Not just here in this country, but in others. Maybe some Ukrainians, they've given up hope, like, oh my God, Are we going to ever get out of this? Or the Palestinians? Or the people who might lose their job here? Or whatever is happening in other countries? Nevertheless, all of us, whatever we fear, we must continue striving with confidence. Because the faith and effort that we put in will never be in vain. I mean, if you look at the videos of Palestinians going back, I mean, the fact that, oh, there's a ceasefire, now we can go back to our place. Even though some of them have not seen the destruction, but it's a place they know. So now they go there, like, oh, this is my home now. But they have hope. Okay, we will rebuild. Just like those in California with the fire. They don't know how the insurance company are going to behave, but it's like, okay, whatever it is, we will walk through these obstacles. We will rebuild. Some of them are already saying that. Even they might not have the money, but they are that faith that they and that hope that they can do it. And then the enthusiasm, so that whatever obstacle shows up, then they move on. The hope that in spite of what happened in DC with the airplane and the helicopter collapsing, people will still fly. They learn from that. Otherwise, then, if all of us say, oh, I'm not going to get on the airplane anymore for the rest of my life, well, you better have a good donkey that can take you from here to, you know. But the hope is there, the faith is there that, okay, so this is a setback. But life goes on. We'll do something. We'll make lemon out of the, we make what? Lemonade out of the lemon. Faith and effort will never be in vain or futile. So here's the wonderful story on a farmland where there is mountain. You have the goats, they are all grazing. So on the mountain slope, then the goats and the baby goats, you know, the little goats, you can always tell, you know. They saw a vineyard of grapes at the top of the mountain. And you know, when you're a baby, things look really huge, isn't it? I remember what I used to think, my elementary school was so big. Then when I went back there as an adult, like, I didn't know it was this small. So they saw the grapes at the top of the mountain. The kids became excited, the little baby goats, and wanted to get there. They started trotting up the mountain. Seeing this, the adult goat said, Hey, where are you guys going? Because the adults, the vineyard is too high. You can't climb so high. Look at that, you're already dragging. You're already starting to drag your feet because they're just so much they can do. Calm down. You can't pull off these feet. The adults were telling the kids. Hearing this, the enthusiasm of the goat kids started waning. How many times the adults in our life, the environment we're in tells us we can't do something, and then we let it, you know, poop on us and take away our power. So the little goat kids, like, huh? And one by one, they turned around. If you continue to rush forward, the adult goats never stop shouting. Calm down. You cannot climb the mountain. Hearing this, the rest of the goat kids turned around and started coming down. Then there's one kid goat alone, continued trotting up and finally reached the vineyard. He led all the grapes to his heart's content. When he returned, all his friends, all the other little girls that turned around, applauded and together and warmly welcomed the goat kid. Then the man who was watching this asked, "So many goat kids attempted to scale the mountain, but you alone had the strength and stamina needed to reach the summit. Why? Why?" The kid goat did not say anything. The man asked again, "Please tell me, your feat was marvelous. How could a kid like you pull off this feat?" Then the mother goat, the mother of that baby goat said, answer, "My son is deaf." And that's the way we should act towards those who tell us we can't do anything. And that's why when thoughts come to us, the first thing we want to do is this really my thought or the thought of the atmosphere, our environment around me? Because when others are projecting, they can't do anything. You are part of their environment and is looking for a place to attach you to it. Then close your ears, put your headphones on, be deaf to it. If you wanted that faith, that enthusiasm, that, you know, it will get you there. So there will be many situations that destroy our faith and dampen our enthusiasm. There will be problems and obstacles. We might hear discouraging words. We must turn a deaf ear to them and head towards the goal courageously and without flagging. Like that goat kid. If we can do that, we will definitely succeed. That's why it doesn't matter whether it's health issues. When the Spirit of God says, "You are healed." Because when that we listen to the true Spirit, then it doesn't matter what is in front of us, what looks. Then we go with that. And we'll be like that goat kid. Some people accomplish things that others consider impossible. How is that possible? It is possible through unshakable determination and tireless enthusiasm. When our resolve is firm, our inner strength awakens. That's always the joy of that. And that's what Jesus and all the masters try to teach us. When you say, "No, I am committed to realizing the Spirit of God in me, that we are not separated from God," guess what? That's what you're going to achieve. When we have that resolve and that inner strength awakened, then we achieve wondrous things. So we should all strive with faith and firm commitment. And we will accomplish, certainly accomplish, great things. We'll be like that goat kid. So tomorrow you see me, I'm going to be acting like, if you say Baba Moses, I'm not hearing you. And that's the way we should all be. Because God is never separated from us. He's in there. And he's telling us, go forward. So don't worry about the environment, the atmosphere, and the grown-ups who know, the experts. Stay with him, stay firm with that one which is in you, and we will all be successful. May the Lord, wonderful Lord, continue to bless us with this. Amen. Amen.